ghouls. Son of a bitch, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
now?
Funny little green ghouls.
What? Like in movies and cartoons? What?
No, green ghouls, buddy.
Don't write ghouls.
I'm not.
All right, I think we're good. Right?
Hey, we're here.
It's Area 215. What's popping?
Fuck, I wanted to be able to finish the... Never mind. Hi.
This is Sam Hot Vodka.
And this is Buffy the Two-Inch Punisher. And we're here to talk about strange shit.
Yeah, and then we made a really weird drink, so let's see if this shit works.
Yeah.
So we usually talk about paranormal shit, and then we make cocktails to go along with them, based on whatever the hell we're talking about. And this one... I basically asked a bunch of people when they think of the subject that we're talking about, what flavors come to mind. And it's funny how many people, how many people's brains went in a similar direction to even mine, too.
Yeah, there were a couple that I was like, yep, that's the thing. Dirt was probably my favorite suggestion.
Colonial House was my favorite.
Did you send me that?
I don't think so.
Because that's amazing. That was like dust and sadness.
I guess, yeah. From the first person I asked.
It smells like itchy wool.
The first person I asked, I got Colonial House, Dirt, Smoked Meats.
Smoked Meats. Hay.
Yeah, hay. Maple Honey. And then later I got like Mud, Manure.
Manure.
Fuck. What else? I somebody told me some fruits. Whiskey was a big one.
Whiskey was a big one.
So that's what we have.
There's whiskey.
Yeah, there's whiskey in this. Let's try this bitch.
Yeah. I'm the incredibly stable foam.
Yeah, I made a foam to put on the top of it.
Whoa,
that's really good.
Oh, Campari, right. Ooh, don't know if I was supposed to say that.
It's fine.
Everybody's like, where is that bitterness coming from? What is going on?
My ice cube fucking melted because my ice cube mold didn't.
I can't.
Didn't make it. Oh, wait, no. It's still in there. Foam is more stable.
The foam is wildly stable. Oh, wait, it is in there.
There you go.
There you go.
So, as per usual, we're not going to tell you everything that's in here because you can get that shit on the Patreon.
Yep.
But there is Campari in it, but it's a different type of Campari.
It's a homemade
Campari, essentially. It's not.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's infused. Yeah, I was going to say a different word that didn't sit me. Why can't I talk?
I don't know.
Oh my God. I should get my fucking shit together before I start reading this. Yes, it is a touched Campari.
A touched Campari. Well, whatever. I made a foam that I put on top of it that was, this is funny though, I will say this. It was supposed to be a scotch-based foam.
And I don't know shit about scotch, apparently.
And that's where I wanted to get the smoke from. And then we found out that they don't sell small format scotch. You have to buy a big bottle or bust, at least to get the smoky peatiness.
Right.
And I didn't want to spend that much money on a bottle of scotch. So if you want to send me money for future bottles of scotch.
Fucking please do that.
Do that
please
shit.
Please do that.
Because Dewar's is not smoky.
Yeah.
So I tried to smoke it, and I feel like it's kind of there. It's not, you can't fully tell.
I feel like we got to do a Venmo if we got the thing that's happening at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to get a date on that, but it didn't work, so we're just going to blow by what I just said. Hello, hi, it's Buffy. I'm going to talk about the Headless Horseman of Pennsylvania.
Woo! That's what we're talking about. So let us know what flavors come to mind when you think of the Headless Horseman.
For all of you live tweeting this, yes, please. So, I want you to imagine you find yourself in Lancaster on a cold fall night, anytime after dark, but like before a quarter of midnight. You approach an intersection of Ironville Pike and Norwood Road and face the darkness of the east. Something happens? What is that, you say? What is happening?
What's happening? Hello?
Well, you hear the sound of a galloping horse.
Dad?
Quickly hurtling in your direction. Your dad, what is he, a fucking centaur?
You don't know that.
I don't. I've never mentioned.
Why are you saying that judgy?
I don't know. Your dad yells, a plagued yell.
Dad?
Alongside the yell, you hear the words, I'll be in Columbia by the stroke of midnight or I'll be in hell.
Hell yeah.
And you see him, the one of legend. Sam's dad.
The
headless horseman careening towards you. Oh my God.
Are you good?
I hit the weird button and it all... Alright, so... There, I don't know. I'm not doing so good.
We're tired.
We're very tired. Actually, that's a great time Now that you all imagine this in your head, I'm going to take a break to talk about our last episode and how I tried not to rip off Monster.
Oh, yeah.
By calling something the Beast and thinking it implied it. So I was wrong, and there is something called the Beast, and it's the alcoholic version of Monster, so we brought some, and I'm going to drink
wait,
it.
Wait, should I open up the other one?
Do you want to try the Mean Green with me?
Yeah.
Or do you want your a peach perfect of your own?
I don't know. Let's split one.
It smells gross.
I don't know if I'm going to drink a whole one. Is this guy?
I don't think either of us should. Holy shit, that kind of sort of just tastes like Monster.
Does this have caffeine in it? Is this basically like Sparks, a.k.a. The baby Four Loko?
Maybe. Is that what that is?
Oh my god.
That's just Monster.
That just tastes like Monster.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
This fucked up.
That's real fucked up.
I hate
this. How much booze is in that?
6%.
Woo! Okay. All right. So, though there have been many stories of headless riders since at least the Middle Ages, most of us probably remember the story of the Headless Horseman of New York. You know, like, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, a short story written by Washington Irving in 1820.
Played by Christopher Walken.
Played by Christopher Walken. Well, if you guys need a refresher, that's totally fine. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna let you know, because I spent an hour and a half of my life yesterday re-listening to this story, and fucking Irving was horny as shit. Though I think we kind of talked about this yesterday. I think a lot of old school writers are very horny. Is it good together?
I mean, no, I just like tried to lick the foam out.
Oh.
Sorry.
I forgot there was coffee in this. I was like, oh, I'm getting notes.
It's
not coffee, but like,
yeah.
There's stuff. I'm sorry. So far, we suck at this episode, guys. All right, we're so the setting of Sleepy Hollow, ADHD 1790, Dutch settlement in Greensburg, affectionately called Tarrytown in New York. Residents believe that the town was bewitched in the early days of settlement.
Bewitched?
As the place is home to numerous unexplainable occurrences. It's almost as though, if you spend enough time in this town, you'll believe more and more in the mysterious and supernatural happenings. One of the most bizarre occurrences is the Headless Horseman. It was believed to be a Hessian soldier who was a German soldier who fought in the British Army during the Revolutionary War. I have to keep looking that up because I keep forgetting
Hessian?
What that word means. Yeah.
You want
to
hear something really weird about the word Hessian?
What?
This is going to sound dark, but I don't mean it to.
I'm excited for it.
So there used to be a Philly band named Hessian.
Yes.
It's like a metal band, right? Cut to years later, when my uncle passed away, I kept having weird dreams about him.
Yeah.
And at one point, I asked him, my uncle killed himself. It's been like 12 years. Don't fucking be like, I'm sorry. It's fine.
Don't you dare try to make me feel better.
No,
about
it's
it,
like,
right?
This is what I said. Like, I feel like it's going to sound sad. But in my dream, at one point, I asked him why he did it, and he just said Hessian. And I woke up and I was like,
that the band broke up?
I don't know. I was like, that makes no sense. Are you talking about the band? Or you like, did a Russian soldier come and get you in the middle of the night?
Maybe.
Are you the ghost of a Russian soldier? Or not
German
Russian,
soldier.
I mean German
yeah.
soldier.
But still, I mean, it's a great question to be asking.
So every time I hear the word Hessian, I get weird.
Yeah, all right. Well, sorry, I'm going to say it a bunch more.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm ready.
In the upcoming pages.
Let's get weird. Here.
So supposedly this Hessian soldier's head was shot off by a stray cannonball.
Whoa.
It's never really named what battle, but, like, Irvine never named it, but there's a lot of parts of this story that are true. I dove really deep into Sleepy Hollow again. I fucking love... I love The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. I think it's super fun. I've loved it since I was a kid. I have, like, weirdly high interest in it. So I just, like, dove into the story a lot. A lot of this is very true. And I think the soldier, it was actually the Battle of White Point that
mm-hmm.
there was a soldier in this area that got their head shot off by a cannonball. Like, it is an actual story, which I think,
yeah.
I don't know, it's kind of cool. He's believed to ride forth nightly
towards
the scene of the battle in search of his head.
Where's my head?
Yeah. So in the story, there's a schoolmaster from Connecticut. His name's Ichabod Crane. He really fucks with magic, and he's like a really big fan of witchcraft.
Nerd.
He just sort of goes from home to home of the... Dude, but he's like a hot nerd.
Yeah, it was a joke. Like
no, like he's like, everyone finds him like real sexy.
Yeah, because he's like into alchemy, and like that shit's sexy.
Right. And everyone's like, oh my god, this is sick. Like, it's like the fucking 1790. We're so bored. Like, give me
yeah.
that alchemist dick.
Explain to me metals.
Right, right. Talk to me of transformations. So he sort of spends his time just going from home to home of the children that he taught, and he sort of lives a week at a time or so, like, in one kid's house and then moves on to another kid's house, and that's sort of what he does. He kind of just, like, does chores and, like, light farm work and sort of, like, caretakes for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fighting for the affections of this girl, He's actually, like, kind of a bit of a ladies' man because he's an academic, and a lot of, like, women are like, oh, my God, like, you're so poetic, and, like, we can really talk to you. It's, like, sensitive. It's basically, like, they're like, we have the same interests, and you're all about romance and stuff. So, like, all these ladies love him. But he's really into this girl, Katrina. And Katrina is a bit of a slut.
Slut?
And he's, like, really into it. And, like, everybody wants Katrina. Her petticoat is shorter, and you can see her ankles. And, you know, she's just, like, looking all fucking sexy all the time.
Hell yeah.
Vixen-esque behavior. And he's all into it, but so is, like, literally everybody else in the town. They're all like, Katarina, or Katrina, you're so hot. So he's fighting for his hand alongside the town ruffian and party guy, Abraham Bones. He's called Brom. Who's, like, all buff and shit. And at one point, they're...
If your name was Bones, why would you go by Brom?
Abraham.
Oh.
Oh, no, great question. I actually had that question, but they do call him Bones a lot.
Yeah, because I was like, Bone Daddy. Like, that's how you can make yourself sexier. Come on.
Bone Daddy. Like, yeah.
Get boned down by the Bone Daddy.
So, like, fuck, that's so good.
Yeah, I should have written this story.
You should have.
I'll rewrite it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Next year for Halloween.
I'm sure it'll have the same fame.
I'll be so famous.
So they're at this, like, castle party, right? And they're all trading horror stories and, like, ghost stories and stuff. And they're trying really, really hard to impress each other. And during this little story time, Brom bragged that Daredevil and he had been seen, or had seen, and then subsequently outrun the Headless Hatchet. So he's like, I totally seen this Headless Horseman. Fucking eh.
I'm so fast. Look at my legs.
Yeah. And then, so, yeah. And he's like, I was so beefy, and, like, the guy was so scared of me, and, like, I was just so good at my job of intimidating the Headless Horseman.
Look at these calves.
Fucking so good. So at the end of the party, Ichabod kind of stays back, and he's like, I don't know, I just kind of want to kiss Katrina. And he, like, tries to impress her a little bit, but she's like, no, Ichabod, you're like a brother to me.
Don't look at me like that.
And she rebuffs his advances. She's like, get out of here, Ichabod, you're gross. So he leaves the party, and he's all sad, and he's all like, oh, rejected.
Sad boy.
So he goes over, and he hops on the horse that he borrowed from the guy he was boarding with. His name was Gunpowder. He was like a...
The horse's name or the guy's name?
Okay. I don't know what the guy's name was. that's a
cool name,
question.
Too.
But Gunpowder's, like, a little bit of a, like, he's like, I'm a little menace. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm a little bit of a bad guy. And he's like a wild hair. Yeah, so he's like, fuck it. And then he gets on his, like, rent a horse and then goes back. He's going to go back home. But he ends up, like, in this, like, really eerie spot, which is actually where the Headless Horseman appears. And he chases them towards the bridge. And if he can just make it over the bridge, it says that the legend says that it'll be safe. Because in the story, the legend is a legend. So, like, he's like, okay, I know that I just have to get to this bridge, because this was a legend that predated the story, but in the story, the legend is a very real thing.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Legend within a legend.
I don't know if I needed to clarify any of that. That's feel like fine. Everyone picked up on that, but
urban
whatever.
Urban legends are, like, you know, they cross all time and space.
Even into stories.
Into stories. So, what is it, breaking that fourth wall?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of. So... If he makes it over this bridge, supposedly if the Headless Rider tries to follow him, it'll burst into flames and be like, I can't cross the bridge. So the soldier is like chasing Ichabod, and then he, like, throws his head at him.
Cool.
Because he's, like, holding his head the whole time. He, like, throws it, and then Ichabod falls off his horse. And the next morning, Gunpowder is just hanging out of the gates of Ichabod's boarding house, because that's where he lives, and then no one can find Ichabod. And it's implied throughout the story that the Headless Horseman was Brom and his horse Daredevil, who chucked a jack-o'-lantern at Ichabod, but it is unclear whether or not Ichabod left town or was killed by Brom.
Okay, real quick. You had said Daredevil earlier, and I was like, maybe that's another
Daredevil
person.
Daredevil is Brom's horse.
Okay.
I don't know. You're right. Maybe
I missed that. And I was like, cool, he's got a friend named Daredevil. Sick. Like,
yeah, Daredevil. Well, he did have, like, little minion guys.
And yeah, that's
remember,
what
like, I... Like, the 1949, like, animated version of this, like, he had, like, two or three dudes.
I haven't seen that one in so long.
I watched it so much as a kid. It's so good.
I watched... The Tim Burton Sleepy Hollow a lot as a kid.
I've seen that one a couple times, but I fucking love... I had, like, this weird... First of all, Katrina was a piece, dude. Katrina was so hot. She was... That was, like, my dream lady. And Ichabod, I was just, like, I just identified with him. And I loved it.
There's plenty of stories, or like not stories, but like people on the internet that have been like Ichabod Crane, the animated version. Sexy.
Yeah, he's like hot, dude.
I just remember him kind of being like a little nerd.
Yeah, he's a bumbling idiot and he's a nerd and he's hot. He's like all the fucking, someone described him as like one of those skinny boys you want to feed. And I'm like, yeah, like I get that. Like, I'm going to sit around and talk to you about weird literature. Maybe you're really into movies or television or something. We can have a nice conversation. I want to give you a whole bowl of spaghetti and give you a little peck on the cheek. You know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He just never really did it for me.
How do you feel about Brahm? Were you into Brahm?
I don't. So I've only, Brahm, I think, looks seen.
Brahm was kind of hot.
I've only seen the animated version like maybe once, and I was like a very small child. I just remember like Ichabod being like some weird nerdy little noodly man.
Ichabod, what? But he was tall.
My mom's calling me.
But he was tall, and people liked it because he was tall. Are you going to answer your mom?
Should she be on the podcast?
I don't know. You can edit it out.
Let's
if you
see
want.
What she wants to say. Hello? What?
Hey, man.
Hi.
Did you have a package sent here with maybe somebody else's name on it?
What? Why?
Whose name?
Because there's a package downstairs, and I didn't have my glasses on, but Denny even checked yesterday, well, because he was here for a second.
That's new, Dad.
And pretty sure it says, like, Rochelle McLean or something. And it's this address.
Okay, what's in it?
I don't know. Gabs goes open and I go, hell no. like, who knows? It could be an Uno bomber.
An Uno bomber?
Ted Kaczynski's dead, Mom.
Yeah, but maybe he's got a kid. Who decided to follow in the family, you know, business.
You know what? You're right. You're on my podcast right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just was laughing and I just bit mine on it.
Hell yeah. No, I did not send a package to you under a false name.
Oh, well. I don't know what to do with it. What am I supposed to do with it?
Open it up.
That's illegal. That's mail fraud.
Well, who the hell is Rochelle?
Great question.
My mom's been living there for 30 years.
32.
32.
Oh, see, if it was only 30, I wouldn't have believed it.
Ah, see, there you go. Now we're telling the truth.
All right. Well, thank you for joining in on our podcast, Mom. I'll call you back when we're done.
There's other people listening, too.
But there will be.
The whole internet.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's great.
I thought that was going to be annoying, but that was actually kind of funny.
That was really good.
She's drinking, too. She knows.
Spit wine everywhere.
All right, I'm sorry. So, keep going.
Let's get back. Actually, that was a perfect time for that to happen, because I know the whole time we were talking to Sam's mom on the phone, you were going, but Buffy, you're talking about New York.
Yeah, I was.
I thought we were going to talk about Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Is there an Ichabod Crane of Pennsylvania?
No. It's only Ichabod Crane of New York. I actually forget what his real name was. But I know that Katrina was based off a woman named Eleanor. She's hot.
Hey, Eleanor. What's up?
But as we mentioned before, on like, I don't remember what the episode was, but we've talked about this before, that specifically German-American lore, many stories repeat themselves along the trail of German migration.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like dropping lore in different settlements, and then usually the stories kind of like take on their own shape. Like, they're all a little bit different, but they're still similar-ish enough. Even if it's just like a character or so. So if we follow the path of Germanic migration through what is now known as the Americas, we land in what was once Susquehannock territory of Iroquoian-speaking natives, but now we call it Lancaster.
Yeah.
And there is an alternative tale of the Headless Horseman that is told there.
Cool.
So just northeast of Columbia, Pennsylvania, sits this place called Ironville. During the mid-1800s, as early as 1830, it became an industrial center. And it sort of emerged in the area. The land had iron ore, ochre, which is like a natural clay earth pigment.
Okay.
Ochre, maybe that's how you say it. O-C-H-R-E.
It like, sounds
it's like, not I like O-K-R-A.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's still pronounced ochre.
Isn't ochre like a vegetable?
A plant, yeah. But this is like yellow clay.
Okay. Maybe it's derivative of it.
I don't, it, well, this is like a specifically German word. I don't fucking know.
So oh, iron, okay, never mind.
Okra or something. And then silica sand, which is an oxide of silicone, which is used in synthetic prosthetics. Synthetic products, not prosthetics.
Cool. Also, I was about to be like, hell yeah.
And it was a major player in like sand and other minerals. But the problem with this was if you breathe it in, you get lung cancer and kidney failure almost immediately. And a whole bunch of people die within 6 months of working in these silica mines.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I just listened to a whole thing on silica mining and it is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, of course, because there were all these resources, mining operations started popping up. A whole bunch of jobs were created. And the town started being enriched. So this story kind of takes place in the middle of this young mining town, and it goes like this. So there's a bunch of miners at a bar after work, which in every telling of the story I ran across, they were like... And, like, in every story that starts in a bar, bad things happen. And I was like, have these guys never gone to a bar one time and just had, like, a normal night? Like,
I wish that they did, like, a time frame, because there's always that, like, no good things come after midnight or 2 a.m. type thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, sure, you enter a bar wasted past pumpkin time.
Right.
No good things happen.
Yeah, so this is actually right before midnight, so maybe you're onto something.
Maybe.
Maybe it's no good things happen after 11.
Because
this is, like... They, you know, they have candles and stuff. They're probably burning out by that time. All the dinner candles are burning out now.
Yeah, you know, they have candles, dude. That's like slang for drugs.
That's drugs. So all these guys are like having a drink or whatever, because fuck it, they're all gonna die soon if they're working in silica mines. But also like they're bonding, which I find kind of cute.
That's cute.
And one of the guys had promised his wife that he'd be home by midnight. Seems like he was kind of out late a lot, but he got drunk as hell and lost track of time, as we often do. The difference is we shouldn't be drinking and driving in death machines that are thousands of pounds, but this guy's got just a horse, so he can get drunk basically every day, and there's, like, laws against this, and I guess it's fine, like, whatever.
I mean,
like,
I was kind of just thinking, just like,
plastered and
riding fine. A horse home.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to be fair, like, you know, you can't really crash your horse off of the side of the road because kinda the horse hard. Is going to be like, nah.
Yeah, and, like, we didn't have drinking and driving laws in most of this country until, like, I don't know, the 90s, so...
I think the maybe...
This guy's just fucking belligerent. That's what I got.
I mean, like, I'm probably wrong. But I feel like if you were to get on any sort of moving man, semi-man operated thing, well, hey, fucking blackout wasted, maybe a horse isn't the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Because like you can't kill somebody else with a horse. Unless the only thing is horses are
the horse can kill you though.
Yeah, they're unpredictable. So like, you know, they get spooked easily and the later it gets, the more likely they are to get spooked. And then you could die by just fucking falling off and whatever.
Buck you.
Yeah.
Gonna get bucked.
You get bucked, dog.
Buck it. Chuck it.
You're fuck a
football
it.
Now. That was so stupid.
I love that.
All right. So, it's good because I do hate horses. So in this guy's drunkenness, our main character starts ordering another beer. And this is the beer that seals his fate. So now this guy has like clearly been verbally dressed down by his wife in front of other people because one of his friends calls over to him at like 11:55. And was like, hey man, you gotta go or you're gonna get an earful from the missus. Like, you gotta get out of here. And the dude chugs his beer, and he's like, I'll be in Colombia by the stroke of midnight, or I'll be in hell.
Damn.
He then stumbles out of the pub, and he hops on his horse, and they speed through the night. Ooh.
We keep hitting these things.
I'm getting very dramatic with my hand motions. And as he's riding, he proclaims again, I don't know why I'm pretending to be on a horse while doing this.
I like it.
He pretends to fucking sue. He's just screaming out into the night. Ah! I'll be in Colombia by midnight or I'll be in hell. It's like the only thing you say.
Yeah, because he's hammered.
He's fucking fucked up.
That's hilarious.
It's kind of insane.
I relate to this guy.
So he's pushing his horse to go faster and faster. And they make it about a mile from the tavern before there's, like, this little bend in the road. There's a bend at the road and at Norwood Road. And the horse, it races on rapidly, so quickly, in fact, that neither the horse nor the rider noticed the low-hanging branches. And this is the branch that ended the man's ride and removed his head from his body. Very Hereditary-like.
Mm.
I actually never saw that part of the movie, but I imagine it to be like that.
I didn't like it.
I'm good.
Did you didn't watch the movie?
I saw it after that part.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I watched The Hills Have Eyes for the first time all the way through with sound the other day because I put it on, like, at bars.
Like the remake?
No, the original.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, whoa. Holy shit.
I don't think I've ever seen the original. I've only seen the remake. And the remake's fucked up.
Yeah. The original is fucked up.
Yeah, it just sounds like an all-around fucked up movie. Where the dad drops
like a hard R, and you're like, yeah, this guy seems like he would do that. Like, you don't need to make him say that. This is, like, really rough, because, like, he hates his family. So, obviously, he hates everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, this is a little much. I don't know.
Dude, then, it's wild watching, yeah, like, old things that, like, use terminology that, like, immediately you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I love horror. Rewatching a lot of horror that, like, I haven't seen in years with sound, because most of my movie watching was at bars.
Yeah.
So you turn the sound off and you put the music on.
Mm-hmm.
So I forget what, like, the
what happens
dialogue is. Yeah. And then I'm like, Jesus. All right, let's move on to the decapitated body of the rider. Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about this week. So the next day they find the decapitated body of the rider found next to his dead horse. Because I guess the horse dies too. I don't really understand how that happens.
R.I.P. dude, he just died of sadness.
So, oh. but
so you do like horses.
Just like, that's like really cute. They're not even bonded, actually.
You don't know that. You don't know what his relationship like was with his horse.
The horse did not like him. I don't know if you remember the 1949 fucking animated movie, but that horse was not listening to this man.
We're not talking about Ichabod Crane. We're talking about the shit that happened in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
You're right. This drunk guy, you're right.
Yeah.
I kind of had a momentary laugh there. I smoked a little too much before we started. That was like an hour ago. This weed is good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. Maybe they were super bonded.
You don't know. Yeah.
I don't know shit. But his head was never located, even though their bodies were just sort of there. And then for obvious reasons, this is where his apparition has been seen, and the memory of his death replaying in the night.
Cool.
So folks who live along Ironville Pike claim to hear hoofbeats of the horses just minutes before midnight on a fairly regular basis. And many claim to have seen the headless horseman galloping down the road towards Columbia. But yeah, so that's the Ironville headless horseman.
Like it.
And there's another one. We got two. There's actually a third that I found a thing on, and then I lost the page, and then I didn't write about it. So I guess there's three. So if this is not your Headless Horseman, you get mad about it. I'm sorry.
Tell us about it, then.
But this is the Headless Horseman of Locust Level Road. So in southern Franklin County in Montgomery Township, closer to land once cared for by the Massawomic, but still overlapping with previously mentioned Susquehannock territory, Locust Level Road runs through Pennsylvania farmland and into Maryland. It was named for the locust trees that used to line the road, which I find fun. And in 1763, Locust Level Road was marked on the maps as part of the Mason-Dixon line and remained a mud road until after the Civil War. But Welsh, German, and Irish settlers took over the area during early days of American colonization. And, of course, they brought their superstitions with them. Being superstitious folks, naturally, they believed that this whole area was bewitched because they're fucking weird.
Cool.
And they began to tell tales of a headless rider who would frighten travelers on moonless nights. So there are two possible origins to the tale from Locust Level Road. One is that there was a German doctor who cursed the area and is believed to haunt his place of business, which lies alongside this road. He's believed to have lost his head during some sort of ritual. Folks believe that something demonic removed his head.
Whoa.
But others believe that it was a native, quote, medicine man who bewitched the area. But this origin still cites that the beheaded person was a German doctor. So it was either him performing a ritual or there was a native person who was like, hey, fuck you, and somehow a demon got after this guy.
Yeah.
Interestingly, but actually not really that interesting, it's the same origins that the Headless Horseman has in the Irvine stories.
Okay.
It's a German doctor, and it's either a native human or his own rituals that he is fucked. I don't know.
Yeah.
So regardless of who you talk to, it is believed that the Headless Horseman is a German doctor who lived near what became the Locust Level School about 225 years ago. And that his head was mysteriously cut off by someone or something. No one was ever charged with the murder, and the doctor's head was never found. The doctor was not laid to rest so easily, though. Folks continued to see his apparition long after his death, Witnesses claim that him and his horse have been only ever been sighted between dusk and sunrise, and only on the darkest of nights.
Cool.
So, like, you have to be there during the perfect conditions, which is kind of a thing that tracks between all the stories.
So around the new moon.
It's almost always around the new moon.
Yeah.
Like, there were a couple places that were like, it only happens on the new moon. I think that was for the other horsemen.
Oh, wait. But I remember that now.
There's a timing thing for sure, and it's all based around the new moon.
I remember that now with the Tim Burton one. Isn't there, like, the moonlight makes him go away, but then when it gets, like, cloudy, he comes back out, too? Or am I just, making something up?
I don't actually remember that movie.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I did used to watch it all the time. Maybe.
I own it. I just splashed that on my face. I own it. I should go back and watch it.
Maybe I'll watch it today since everybody bailed on me for getting drunk.
Fucking losers. So everyone in this story says that the horse is bright white with fiery red eyes and that the rider is always wearing, like, this bright white attire. What is less sure is whether or not the rider has found his head. So people have seen him both with and without his head. If he does have his head, it's under his left arm, and he's controlling his horse with the other arm.
Mm-hmm.
And some people believe that he was never able to find his head because of the darkness, or he ran out of time. I don't really know what that means. I think it's the moonlight thing, though.
Yeah, ran out of time, like, also, yeah.
Like, daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a daylight thing, and yeah.
There's always a daylight thing.
Yeah.
In all of these stories, there's a daylight thing, but in some of them, it's just like, oh, it has to be kind of dark, but it doesn't have to do with where the moon phases are.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be the new moon, it can be a cloudy night.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, the darkest of nights is always the night that there is no moon in the sky.
Yeah, right. Very right. So, it's believed that if you cross through his haunting grounds, he will pursue you, especially if you're on horseback, and him and his horse will quickly ride after you with, like, almost ungodly speed.
If you're on donkeyback?
I feel like he'll come get you. I don't know.
All right, never mind. Just trying to find loopholes.
I feel like we found a loophole, and it's that, like, he's gone now.
What?
So the whole thing that happens here is that he's gonna chase you. He really likes chasing you if you're on horseback.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, comes up and he, like, you're, like, racing, right? You're like, oh my god, I gotta go. And then he, like, fucking makes his way up to you, and he almost always catches up with you and your horse. And then he jumps off his horse onto your horse.
Oh, okay.
And is, like, also on his horse with you. And then it's you and the guy, and it's, like, kind of cute. And
he's,
like,
straddling
together.
Really hard.
He straddles hard, dude. And it's like, oh my god, maybe they're gonna kiss. Oh my god, maybe not. And then his horse disappears, and he just rides along on your saddle with you for a while.
Like, it's very sexual.
It's so cute. I find it to be adorable. So you're, like, riding along together, and then his horse shows back up, and his horse is like, oh my god, come back over to me.
I love you.
I love you. And then you give each other a kiss on the cheek, you go, mwah. And then he jumps back onto his horse and rides off into the night looking for his head.
Gotta go, babe.
This has not happened since the early 1900s. I think, and it's very upsetting to me to think this, that it's because of cars and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's unfamiliar with stuff now.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to show up. So I feel like
I don't
be on horseback. It does have to be something that at least mimics a horse. So I feel like a donkey might work.
Oh, so the loophole was cars.
I feel like
that's what you
meant. A car or, like, a bicycle or something, he might not bug you as much on.
A bicycle, you're out in the wild, though, still. I would imagine anything that would put you into, like,
people
the elements
think bicycles, more. Like, a ghost might just think bicycles are, like, wheeled horses.
Yeah. Like a weird carriage.
Yeah.
Where's your invisible horse?
Right, yes.
Or, where's your horse? Is it invisible?
But yeah, I mean, it makes me want to cry because it's like nothing seems familiar to him.
Why? Because he can't do anything sensual with somebody on a horse now?
I want him to mount my horse. but I will say, so mostly between 1865 and the early 1900s, people were saying that they heard the horseman shoeing his horse in a blacksmith shop across the street from the school,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, where he's been known to haunt. But nothing was ever seen. But the school children and teachers alike were like, yo, we heard sounds of hammering and clamoring and stuff. And the shop was supposed to be vacant.
Whoa.
But yeah, since the early 1900s, no one's really been bothered by him.
Fuck cars, man.
Fuck cars, man. It's kind of upsetting because this place is still pretty, like, rural looking.
Yeah.
Like, it looks pretty quiet out there.
I think anytime...
It looks really nice. I'm sure the people suck. But...
You know what I just thought of? Because I was about to be like, I mean, anytime anybody ever thinks of Lancaster, they always think of Amish. Mm-hmm. So, because the Amish are, like, weird about, like, certain things.
Well, this was in Montgomery County.
Oh, is there no Amish out there?
I don't know. I know they're in Lancaster.
Amish,
County.
If you're listening, please. Anybody on Rumspringa, like, let us know.
Rumspringa, dude.
Is it Rumspringa?
Is it you?
Oh.
It's not Rammstein, I'll tell you that much.
Well, I don't know, man. That's what everybody's fucking...
Rammstein is like when you get, like, really into Rammstein.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that made more sense. Whatever. But, like, I wonder if, you know, the people that are on horseback more often, like Mennonites and Amish people, if, like, that's something that they might see, but because they are the way that they are and they're a whole lot more secluded, they're not telling the average people.
Right. They're like, we're keeping this shit from you because we're fucking dicks.
Yeah, or just like, I don't know, like, it's a bad omen or some shit. Like,
well, and they're also like Amishness. Like, the Amish kids are the ones who have this story. It's a fucking Dutch story.
Yeah.
So, like.
But I wonder, like.
It's probably the Amish people spreading this.
Yeah.
But I will say, it was some guy that's name was probably, like, I don't know, Cletus, that was telling me about it on YouTube. I'll throw up the YouTube stories, the YouTube things that I watched on the fucking episode description, but...
So something I kept thinking about when I knew that we were doing this was during the fairy episode, the... Doulahan?
Oh, yeah, the screaming?
No, that's Banshees.
Right, but I thought the Doulahan came along with the...
He does every once in a while. It's like sometimes they're depicted together, but the Doulahan...
I almost did it, but there was no... I'm sorry.
Well, it's just the Doulahan was another headless coachman or a headless horseman, but he was on... He drives a black coach. Sometimes the head was... Or the horse was also headless. And he threw his head at people every once in a while. His flaming head.
I was waiting for something to... point to that, and it didn't happen. Like, I wanted there to be some sort of connection, and there just wasn't.
But I wonder if, like, maybe the connection is just, like, Europe?
I mean, they're like, both, like, it's the same root.
Yeah. I mean, the, like, Celtic, Germanic, like, you know, it's just, like, these stories, like, date back a really long time.
Right.
So
I think that's why I was saying, like, stories of the Headless Horseman have dated back since the Middle Ages. Like, we've had these stories for forever.
And I know. I just, like, wonder, like, what it is about, like, the continuous, like, not just, like, the migration thing, but, like, almost, like, every spot now where those people, like, who've migrated from Germany or, you know, Germanic Celtic regions.
Right.
Like, it just, like, they've now taken stories from there and just, like... brought them here, but, like, made them personal to wherever they were settling.
No, for sure. And I feel like it's the, like, I don't know. It's the headless horseman thing.
Headless
so
horseman.
Stupid. That's
no.
Like, I don't know how to say it without sounding like a fucking idiot, but, like, it's the fact that it's, like, a headless being on horseback is, like, there is a link there. I don't know where it broke.
What the link is.
Because, like, all I wanted to do was bring them up. You're right. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to find a way to connect to this and we're going to be able to talk about it. But it's just like, aside from the fact that they're headless beings on horseback,
I think,
which I guess is the only connection I need and I overthought it.
I mean, like, all right. So, like, it seems like a lot of these stories, like, date back to, like, a European, like, origin. But I wonder, because we've never even looked it up, like, if there are stories of headless horsemen in, you know, China or, like, Thailand or, like, or
in
like
the East, you mean.
Yeah, East. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's all East to us.
Yeah. I'm just, what is it? North, what's the, like, North, South, East?
Yeah, so, like, the Doulahan is from Ireland.
Yeah.
These stories are from, like, it's the same story, it's just from, like, different areas. But, like, in the Far East.
Yeah, like, I just wonder, like, I mean, this seems to be, like...
Roblox accidentally gives away one of the most coveted items in the game, which is a headless horseman thing. So, there's that.
Wait, what does?
Roblox. I don't know what that is.
Cool, okay.
It doesn't really...
Oh, it's just something that I thought about.
Like, I guarantee you there's some fucking freaky ass horse-esque headless being in Japanese culture.
Yeah.
I don't know how to Google that right now.
That's fine. No, but it's just like, I wonder if it's like a weird like story that transcends like the entire, like every culture. It does seem
to be specifically European.
Yeah.
Like all of this is, like there's nothing really pointing at anything further than
yeah, I mean, it was just like something I thought of. Like, I wonder if it's something that just like kind of went all around.
Yeah, and the Dullahan, the dark man.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, headless demonic fairy. Oh, yeah, it was in the Fae episode.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said. He's a.k.a. also a goblin.
Globlin. He wields a whip
yeah.
that he makes from human corpses' spines.
Mmm.
And when he stops writing, a death occurs. Which, like...
Oh, I didn't write that
even the, like, boundary of, like, not being able to continue. Like, there's yeah. so much here that is... It is very... Clearly, this comes out of the Dullahan. I just don't know when
the
Dullahan ends and the Headless Horseman begins.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's kind of why I was, like, wondering if this is just something that, like, just goes kind of everywhere. Not even just, like... Like, if every culture has their own version of a Headless Horseman... But Headless Horseman.
The same way everyone's got fairies. And
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, mermaids.
And mermaids, right. This is another big one.
And dragons.
Dragons.
That's something we've never done.
No, we've never done dragons.
Dragons but sounds I do love so big.
The internet that I got the other day, I got an internet directed at me that was like, it'd be so sick to be a dragon and have never existed. And I was like, oh, that's oh, hell so sick. Yeah.
That rules.
Oh my god, my nose is so itchy. What the fuck?
All right, well,
that's it.
That's.
I feel like we're done here, and I drank the Beesh Unleashed, and like it's not good.
What?
Beast. I said Beesh Unleashed.
Yeah, I heard that, but I just thought you were making a weird. You don't like it? I kind of like it.
It's not good for my being.
Like, oh,
I feel like I feel like I'm drunk right now.
Oh, okay, cool. Issue. Well, I was gonna say. I guess it's going to be a no, but I was going to see if on camera, I mean, we're not on camera, but on air, not chug, but just see what the red one's like.
Yeah, all right.
Fuck it.
Here, you do it.
Do the honors.
It was your birthday more recently. It was both of our birthdays since we last talked to y'all.
This is a fun episode to do for Scorpio season.
It is. I will say that this...
It's spiteful.
There's a lot of connection between, like, the Sleepy Hollow...
It's sexy.
...story and Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, November is close enough doing this. So,
oh,
like,
I forgot this is peach.
We planned on doing this episode, like, a couple months ago because we're like, oh my god, it's going to be the perfect time of year. Crispy fall nights. You look so upset.
I don't like it. I just keep thinking it's going to be like...
didn't even drink any of your Severed Paths Baltic Porter by Attic Brewing Company.
Tell them to hire me as a sales rep and then I'll start selling their shit. I didn't want to open it now. I figured this might need to be some... Are we just going to open everything?
God, this is disgusting.
I don't like that one. I keep thinking of...
It does taste like the peach.
Yeah, but so maybe it's because I've never had Monster Peach, but every time I look at it, I think of Mountain Dew Code Red, and I get upset that it doesn't taste like Mountain Dew Code Red.
Mountain Dew Code. This tastes like the peach iced tea.
The shiver you just did.
It's just like the peach iced tea, which, like, I did. I do like it a little bit, which is an issue.
I like this one, because it...
Good, because I drank most of it. This doesn't last very long.
But, yeah, so we originally talked about maybe doing this in September, and, yeah, we were like, no, let's push back...
For a more, like, fall... Like, there needs to be a crispness in the air.
And there's crisp all outside.
Also, I spent way too much time watching this, like, adorable goth couple walk people around Sleepy Hollow, and I really want to go, friend.
What, to Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
I'd be down. It's so not that cute. Far away. Like, I mean, it's, like, as far as upstate New York is.
Thank God that doesn't move. It's a very predictable amount of time away, yeah.
But, like, we could do it. Like, the two of us could drive up there. We can fucking wrangle bats in if we want to.
Yeah, what we need to do now is plan our another ghost hunting trip.
That's true. We do need to do that. If there's anywhere that you want us to go, let us know at area215pod@gmail.com.
Well, I went out and I did a little private ghost hunt out in at Susquehanna University. I did that. That was a thing. I need to get, like, a thing to record myself.
Wait,
and then I'm also going to go out to Lancaster to get that fucking sexy Jersey Devil tattoo.
Oh, yeah. I want to see what that looks like.
I'm going to go ghost hunting out there. I've been really putting in a lot of work on my Ghost Tube app. Mm. We're getting connected. I'm getting, like, the same messages in the same places. Me and Laurel Hill are really connecting, and I swear to God, there's this little girl who's been following me around there, and she's really nice, and she, well, no one else likes her, except me.
Are I don't know if this is, this? No, I don't know if this is something we can drink with all of these. It doesn't taste that good.
With the nut, like, I have a Pilsner, two different kinds of monsters.
I want to try this. Common Swiss.
I like how you still know there's definitely a sip in there, even if I crushed it.
It's good Pilsner.
It is a good Pilsner. Nice and soft. We're not really talking about anything anymore.
I know, we should probably just dip. It tastes better now. It just fucking... It's not something you can drink right after fucking Peach Perfect Beast.
It's the Peach Perfect Beast.
Sponsor us.
Fucking unleash me.
Wait, so I will tell the masses this, because I think it's funny. Monster's hiring for a sales rep.
Dude, I just want to be sponsored by Monster so bad.
And I tried to apply, and I had to, like, sign up through their website and shit like that, and I kept trying to upload my resume, and it kept saying, problem occurred. So I was like, this is probably a sign. Yeah,
this is just, please don't do this.
Yeah.
The problem was that your name is Sam and not Kyle.
Oh, like, yeah, you're right. I wonder if I changed it to, like, Kyle Hatman.
No, it's going to be two first names, like Kyle Jacobs.
Oh, yeah,
I think
right.
That's a person I went to school with. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Kyle Michael Jacobs?
Kyle Michaels. That's another good one.
Oh, yeah, but you never trust anybody with three first names.
I don't trust anybody with two first names.
Do you remember Michael Ryan?
Yeah, I never trusted that man.
His middle name was, I don't remember what it is now.
Cooper. But,
no, it's not Cooper. It was like something like Michael John Ryan, like something like that.
Michael Peter Ryan.
Yeah, it was something that weird, like Michael weird. Paul Ryan. I don't remember.
This is so Catholic.
This is also like, John Paul, are you out there?
Hello?
We still like you.
Hi. Well. Well, because his last name's Carvel. Like, if you have a middle name, that's fine. It's the last name being a first name that's an issue.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Because if you have two first names and the first two are the two first names, that's fine. If it's the first and the third, that's weird.
Whatever.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Let's just leave.
All right, goodbye.
There's too much monster.
Go follow us on the internet. The Instagram is at @area_215.
Yeah, you're right. I was waiting for you to say @gmail.com, and I was no, like, that's can, not where that
that's
goes.
That's where you can email us. It's area215pod@gmail.com.
And if you're feeling frisky and you want to give us some money on our Ko-Fi, it's some, like, I don't know, ko-fi.com/area215.
All of this is in our link tree.
Yeah, just and in then, case we're oh, fucking it up.
Patreon.com/area215 or something along those lines. Also in the link tree.
Oh, wait. Welcome to season four.
Also, welcome to season four. Also, I can say it now. We will have t-shirts available by the end of December.
Yeah, blast the nips for the t-shirts. So
keep an eye out.
So we'll have t-shirts. Patreon members get first dibs.
Patreon members definitely get first dibs. It's a short run.
We really don't have a lot of them. Yeah, fucking be fast. Whip your nip out quicker.
Yeah, we tried to make them, I don't know. I don't know how to order shirts, so I did weird sizing stuff. But if we fuck up on sizing and we need to either straight bigger or smaller, let us know.
If you are a Patreon member, you get all of our cocktail specs. You get some bonus shit. You get some blooper shit. Literally anything that, like, we might pull out of an episode, our ghost hunting episodes, our bonus episodes, our... We're doing a playlist. I realize I didn't add a whole lot to the playlist for last one, but I know that you did. So we do a playlist each season. You get our weird collection of music.
Yeah, it ends up being very strange.
Yeah, it's fun. And whatever the fuck else we can think of and that we have time for, and hopefully one day I will have more time.
Yes. We love you.
Kisses. See you in another fucking dimension, you nip holes.
Lick butts.
This is Sam Hot Vodka.
This is Buffy the 2-inch Punisher.
And guest starring my mom.
Guest starring Sam's mom.
Goodbye.
What a nice lady.